The Frame Center Podcast.
All right, this is the Frame Center Podcast, and we got Dave and Scott here today, and we're going to be discussing all things framing and all things that are going on at the Frame Center and anything else, I guess.
Yeah, anything that anybody wants to bring up in the conversations, we could certainly go over that.
Yep.
But today we're going to be discussing matting.
Yep. A very important aspect of framing. There's a lot to it. A lot of stuff for us to cover today, and matting is an important part. There's a lot of different parts that are important. The frame is obviously very important. There's glass, there's mats, there's mounting, there's assembly.
Mm-hmm. And mats is more than just a little slip of paper in between the glass and your picture. So we'll go cover every little aspect of it there just to kind of give you a little broader idea of what goes into the framing process here. So,
all right, Scott, so what is a mat?
Okay, I said it was simply not a piece of paper, but it is. It's multiple layers of paper, actually. Colors, fabrics, things along those lines that will actually separate your artwork from touching the glass to help protect it. And that's its main purpose, is protection. You know, there are, like I said, there's many types of matting. There's standard paper, different varieties of colors. It comes in different thicknesses, 4-ply, 8-ply. So it gives you some depth, you get colored cores, you've got fabrics, metallics, you've even got, materials such as like football skin, basketball skins, golf, astroturf. You can get all kinds of different things in there for matting.
Yep, and there's a couple different types of matting in the sense of like archival, but we only strictly use acid-free mats so that, everything that we do here is archival. Opposed to, some sort of presentation mat that might, have some.
Yeah, instead of simply outlining it, this actually will preserve it, non-yellowing, keep everything from, again, keep it protected. That's the main purpose on this, is protection.
Yeah, protection. And, like I said, all the ones that we custom cut here, they're acid-free, not like just like a simple frame that you'd pick up at a Crate and Barrel or
any chain store.
Chain store. Yep. Yeah. Not the type that you would pick up in a chain store or, just off the shelf somewhere that has a mat that, eventually is going to cause some damage to the artwork or it is that you're presenting. That's fine if it's just like a simple presentation, but if it's something that you're going to have for a long time, something that you actually have, you care enough about to custom frame, you always want to use an acid-free mat.
I mean, and there's a couple different reasons for matting too. I mean, say your picture is cut uneven or you have a newspaper that's got all kinds of ragged edging and things along those lines. It's a great way to just kind of square it off, make it look nice and clean and neat, trim it up, and, just make it presentable. Again, acting as a spacer between the glass is the main thing, but, you can also use it to increase the overall size of a piece. If you think it's too small for your wall and you want to just beef it up a little bit, it does make it wider overall in the long run, which can definitely increase its, presence and what you see when you look at it, more so than just, a small 5x7 photograph can go up to an 8x10 into an 11x14 and
go crazy, make it a 16x20.
Oh,
Scott.
God, yeah, you can. Well, then you can also make things look a little lost. There's one thing, where you're just trying to make it, fit a space, and there's another for about balance, but we'll get into balance about that, in a little bit here. But, you can use it to pick up, a certain color in the piece that you want to accentuate and make it, pop a little bit more, add depth and dimension to a piece of artwork, and then. You can also use it, so if you're, say, putting it in an art show or something along those lines, having a mat around your artwork allows a place for people to handle your work without actually physically touching your artwork itself. And that's an important thing. We have that happen here all the time when the artists come in for all the different art shows, for North River, for, Plymouth Center for the Arts. I mean, they all have these large turnouts that they have to present artwork into. Sometimes it's unframed, all depending on what they're looking to do. And the last thing you want is somebody touching, a fine art piece, a watercolor, a pastel, because it will leave fingerprints, it will leave oils off your hands, and it will destroy it eventually. It may not show up now, but 3 years down the line, those oils will turn yellow and discolor the piece. So it is important.
Yep. And people, I think sometimes they're confused as to, what colors to pick up. And, a lot of times we'll use this, kind of a neutral, simple, mat on the top, and then we can, accentuate a different color with an inner mat.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there isn't a right or a wrong. I mean, it's, basically whatever you want, that's what's available.
Everyone's opinion is different. Everyone wants to pull a different color out of something. Some people want to pull out the gold accent in the piece, and they don't want to do it with the frame. They think it might be too bold, but a little accent, on like say a document or a certificate to accompany, an emblem or an embossment that's on the document.
Yep.
It's a nice little simple touch that just brings a little bit more to it, so that it's not just plain and flat.
Yeah, sometimes like the school colors on a diploma mm-hmm. look nice. If you're doing something with like company colors or school colors, any times that you can kind of add in the branding element from for whatever it is you're framing.
Yeah, I mean, one of the big ones we get in all the time are the concert posters when from around the area. Mm-hmm. Some of the big ones at Fenway, and like Pearl Jam, or Paul McCartney was just there the other night. Mm-hmm. We're gonna get a whole flush of just people coming in, and we'll do the same front, the same picture, but it won't be framed the same way twice. Everyone's going to pick a different frame, a different type of glass. But the biggest thing is usually the matting, because everyone wants to pick out something different. Sometimes it's to accent, maybe they signed it with a silver pen, so they add a silver accent, mm-hmm. or just to pick up that little aspect. Or maybe because it was at Fenway, they'll frame it in the, navy and red of the Red Sox.
You can throw in the green for the green monster.
The green monster going there. But there's like Dave said, there's no right or wrong way of framing a piece. It's all about opinion, and, your opinion's what matters.
Yep. And then that other, aside from the color, there's also the, the amount of mat that you want to show and the amount of an inner mat you want to show. But, I don't think that, again, there's really a right or a wrong. It's really just a matter of your personal opinion. There's 100 right answers and very few wrong answers. I mean, the one thing that I tend to try to keep people away from is you don't want to have a frame and a mat that are, that are the same size, that mm-hmm. when that gets up on the wall, that starts to feel really stripey.
Yep.
So you want to have like a contrast in the two sizes. And, a lot of times we'll just, kind of lay the mat out, lay the sample out, and kind of show people the different amounts of mat board, that will show, and kind of, figure out what works best. There's the golden ratio. What's that, Scott?
Oh, God, I knew you were going to ask me that, of course. It's not the one I follow, but, yeah, there is a golden ratio for balance. What I do is, 1.5 times the width of the frame minimum. You got a 1-inch frame, put at least a 1.5-inch mat on there, maybe 2. I think that's a good way to start, just so that in case you're doing multiple layers, it doesn't get stripey, it doesn't become too busy looking. You need a little bit of, space in between the edge of your frame and the picture, especially if you got something like, say, a gallery wall or a piece where it's going up with other pieces. The wider your mat and frame is from your artwork, it allows your eye to focus on just one picture and not the entire wall at a time. You get to look at one piece before flowing over to the next. So mm-hmm. when they're too tight, if it's like a 1/2-inch wide frame and you do a 1/2-inch wide mat, it looks kind of forced and shoved in there. It doesn't have that balance that it really needs, and I always think balance is the key. So that 1.5 times the width of a frame is usually a good starting point. You can always make it smaller, but it's a good place to start off with, just to visually see, what you're looking at.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it depends on what the artwork is too.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that I would say, always going larger. Sometimes on a smaller piece, if you're using a really wide frame on a smaller piece, sometimes mm-hmm. I find that even just a small mat, just to give you a little bit of separation from the frame, that'll do the trick as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah, if you're using a 2-inch wide frame and you want to put a 1-inch mat on there,
yep.
especially if you're doing something like a float, Where you know, a mat can be used as a backdrop too. It doesn't necessarily have to cover the top of your artwork.
Yeah. Don't have to have a hole cut in it.
Exactly. You can have, you have like a ruffled edge piece of paper or an antique piece or something that's, you know, not necessarily got a clean edge, but you like that look of it. You can put the mat as a backdrop behind it and float it on top. And then that way you just get a solid color background that's acid-free, won't damage the artwork. We can attach it several different ways to make sure that it's not going to move. And then that way you get some uniqueness and some dimension that looks different, especially if it's a material or a fabric. It's really, really nice seeing it that way.
Yeah, torn edges. You know, yeah. I was just framing a couple of pieces of kids' artwork the other day, and, you know, the paper's not even. It's, you know, you got a little bit of, a, like, you know, torn off corners. And, you know, we floated it, and we just showing, like, you know, about a half inch of mat board around. And, you know, just not even so much to accentuate the color, but just to give it that separation, you know, in the ability to see the edge of the paper. Because I thought that that was like a really interesting part of the, you know, of the art. You know, we just used the same mat, you know, like a matte color that was very similar to the paper color, and, you know, just half inch showing, just enough, just you can see those rough edges and the character of it.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, there's also, you know, things you shouldn't do with matting. Like I said, with the backdrop behind there, or if it's matted normally, you got to have glass on top of it.
Oh, yeah.
Again, these are just pieces of paper with either a fabric on top or just colored core paper. It's going to absorb moisture in the air. It's going to dry out. It's going to fade with light if you don't have it under UV glass. And it's just going to end up curling or warping and not looking that great, you know, over time. You know, maybe, especially around here with all the different humidity changes, it can be 60 degrees one day and 90 the next. You have it in a room where, you know, like a mudroom or, you know, a front hallway where you get a lot of temperature differences from the door opening, it's going to change drastically. So it maybe look good temporarily, or if you're trying to do, you know, just a quick, you know, a picture, but make sure you get that glass back on top of it afterwards just to protect it. You know, the main reason is to space it between glass. So if you don't have the glass in, there's no real reason for the matting to be there other than to hold it in place.
Yeah, I think that sometimes people come in with like a canvas and they kind of make, you know, they have that in their head that they need that separation, and they're kind of mistaking, you know, like a linen wrapped.
Oh yeah, the old linen liners. Yeah.
Like a liner, you know, or, you know, even still like a sharp white white frame might give you that same look, you know. But people, you know, sometimes think that what they're looking for is a mat, and it's just kind of the, you know, maybe it's just a something that's getting lost in translation or lost in, you know,
matting's not a real common term that a lot of people know. So they say they want a mat and a canvas, but what they really want is just a spacer, a, you know, something to break it up. And it can be something as simple as just stacking two frames together, a simple flat white with the, you know, an edge of gold just to give it that extra bit of dimension and, you know, to bring up, pop a color or to brighten a whole picture up. But a mat just won't have the strength it needs to hold to a canvas into a picture. There's nothing to grasp it into the back of the frame. So it's something that you really got to think about when you're going ahead and trying to put a picture together. Mats are good for some things, not for everything though.
Yep. Yeah. I, you know, I, again, and there's so many different right answers, and, you know, I got, you know, a lot of those old antique maps, you know, some of those, the look is nicer without a mat, but then when you get into a, you know, a certain type of setting, you know, the mat looks a little bit more finished, you know, maybe in a more, you know, if you're going for that rustic look, sometimes the, you know, just the frame right around the edge of the map is nice, you know, because I don't think they had these nice, clean-cut, acid-free mats.
No.
When these maps were, you know, originally.
Yeah, that was not really the look back in the day. It was usually make it as big as you can, fit it in a frame, get it on the wall, show it and display it. But, like, say you had an old antique map and you had an old antique photo from an area on that map, using a mat to separate it up, something, the color that's in there so it looks all uniform, that's a great way to, you know, to add two pieces together to make it, one, have some continuity, and two, just to, you know, make it really classy and have something that's unique that's to you, that, you know, that you designed.
Yeah, it gives you, along those lines too, you know, you have nine photographs and you want to put them into one frame, but you want to have a nice clean, you know, clean look, you know, that's a, you know, multi holes, you know, in the mat, you know, it kind of gives you a nice way to present everything in one frame, and, you know, gives you a clean look, not just, you know, a bunch of photographs squashed together.
And, the old collage with Elmer's glue and layered pictures, and the old Scotch tape layered on top of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't always look as appealing as, you know, a nice clean mat. So we can do all that hidden underneath.
Yeah. Absolutely. So what else do we got going on over here at the Frame Center these days, Scott?
Well, we got the Hanover Day. It's art show coming up.
Yep.
That one's something new. We got the we got the new ice rink out back.
Yeah, that you know, shooting pucks. A lot of people were, you know,
they miss it.
Yeah, they missed it. You know, I mean, we started shooting hockey pucks, or, you know, during the shutdown. People loved it. You know, people love seeing people shooting hockey pucks. People like showing up and shooting hockey pucks. Mm-hmm. So we've taken it to the next level.
It was even a staple in a lot of the pictures that we had for our Calling All Artists contest that we did. If it had that little red hockey net in there, it seemed to complete the picture.
Yep.
We had a lot of people commenting on it that they love seeing it there.
Yep, and, you know, things have gotten a little, you know, with the shutdown, we were a little bit slower. We could use the parking lot to shoot pucks. But, you know, these days it seems like the parking lot is full on a regular basis again. So, you know, we decided to take it to the next level. We got, you know, got a little landscaping done out back. We got a nice little space.
Brightened everything up.
Yep. We got synthetic ice down there. You know, people are on there. You can bring your skates. You know, it's going to be awesome. You know, I was talking to Elizabeth the other day. She's excited to shoot. Can't wait to get her out there. See if she, you know, if we can translate the field hockey into, you know, ice hockey.
Okay. we got all kinds of things, all new displays, all new, hopefully some new frames and some new samples coming in now that everything's going back on track. Hopefully we can get some of those in soon.
Yep.
But a lot of artists coming in for a lot of different shows, a lot of private shows. We even had a couple that we've displayed here. We got Rick Murphy's stuff on display right now here at the store.
Yeah, Rick Murphy's stuff is up, and, you know, that's the last show till Hanover Days. I know we have some other artists lined up.
Mm-hmm.
Dean is doing a great job putting that all together and,
yep.
you know, coordinating. You know, we're hoping to get the website up and running so that we have a nice archive of all these shows.
Yeah. Well, we got the event calendar, too, that we're going to have, so if anybody's got any, you know, shows that they're going to be, you know, entering into, or if they're having any of their own private shows, stop by, let us know, give me the information. I'll get it up on the calendar website so that we can kind of create a central hub of local art events, you know.
Yep.
You know, absolutely. You guys have done so much for us by coming with us and coming in here and being with us for all these years. You know, it's nice to give a little back and help you guys out when we can.
Yep, giving it back with Frame Center merchandise.
Oh, yeah, the merch, yeah.
Got new hats. Frame Center hats are, you know, turning out to be a big hit. Yeah, so the other thing we can, you know, the other thing, what is this Frame Center podcast?
Right. I mean, what is its purpose?
You know, and I think it's just to kind of, you know, help educate people, help, you know, keep people up to, you know, up to date on, like, current events. Mm-hmm. I mean, you mentioned the calendar, you know, I think we'd like to see, you know, see our website, see our social media feeds even turn into, like, a hub to kind of give people, you know, a sense of all things art-related that are going on in our South Shore. Maybe we even expand upon that to go a little further at some point.
Yeah, we've got the group page on Facebook for anybody that wants to post things about framing and shows and things along those lines, things that are going on here. Some future contests probably that we'll hold, you know, for some...
Yeah, we're trying, you know, anything we can get to, to offer, you know, some interaction with our customer base, with the, you know, with the community as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what, you know, one of the, you know, we try to get our social media team out to, you know, some of these events, there seems to be a real importance to that, and you know, to help being a part of the community, and, you know, help stay active in things and
spread the awareness of it. A lot of people may not have known that the where did we go the other day? Where was it that we were at? We were at the
North River Arts Festival.
You know, it still had a really big turnout from what I could see from all the videos and images that we, you know, took while we were there. But you know, maybe a lot of people didn't know about it.
Yeah, and, you know, and I think keeping people aware of that, you know, keeping people, you know, helping people find artists that, you know, styles match with their personal taste and budgets, you know, I think is a nice thing. You know, I mean, obviously our first, I think obviously we want to help promote the people that promote us in the sense. So, I think that, all of these things are a way to do that. And, also, people need to know that if they want to, get something framed and, shoot some hockey pucks at the same time, this is the place to come.
Exactly. It's a twofer.
So, I think we'll be putting a push on our social media about that. We'll get some pictures of us, shooting some hockey pucks out there. I've discussed this with the social media team, and, they seem to be on board.
Definitely.
And, the gallery is coming together. I mean, we've had Michael Coyne up there. We've had Karen Cass. We have
Mike Sleeper.
Mike Sleeper, our in-house photographer in a sense. We tend to have a bunch of his stuff.
Claude. One of our social media team.
Yeah, he had a wonderful show of, the Elegant Alien show, which has, made a couple stops already, and I know he's got a couple more in mind. And that, we were fortunate enough to have that here for a couple of weeks or a month.
It was just about a month on there, So, I mean, that's the plan going forward, is to be able to just help out those that, like I said, have been with us for a long time. Help them get a place where they can, display their work without having to worry about, time constraints, budgeting. Trying to even just nail down a location lately has been crazy, because now that everything's back up and active again, everything's booked for.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of, I was talking to talking to Mary Kern about the Duxbury Art Complex, and they've had to kind of, speed their shows up a little bit too, because they're all those, the 2 years of shutdown, there was a number of shows that were scheduled, so trying to keep those scheduled and keep things on track, but they're making it happen. And I think that we have a nice space.
Dedicated space for it. It's not intermingled with the retail framing anymore.
Yep, we got the frames are still up here, so we don't want people getting freaking out.
They didn't go anywhere. They just moved into their own space.
Kind of consolidated into the back room, and we have a nice place to present artwork. And I'm looking forward to seeing some other artists that we have lined up. It's been nice seeing Rick's stuff here as well. We see a lot of, see occasional one-offs of Rick's, but to see everything as a group is really nice. Sometimes he comes in and just gets empty frames, so we don't even see the pieces.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's had great turnout. He sold a few pieces. So I'm sure that he's very happy with that. Yeah. And, hopefully we'll get him, added to our, archive of shows that we've had here, or turn them into a Frame Center artist or featured artist.
Yeah, I'll have to have a little catalog people can go back through and look through an archived photo album that show the different ones that we've had up through the years. That'd be nice.
Yeah, I think that that's that's going to be a nice thing to have for people to kind of familiarize themselves with artists also that are, local. I think we just have Jade and Michael Coyne and Michael Sleeper up, but, we were going to try to get a page for Karen, hopefully a page for Claude, and, maybe a page for Rick coming up.
Karen's stuff's really nice. Yep.
Yep. And, I think that that's been nice. And I think that's another way, hopefully at some point we have 40, 50 artists up there, and you can kind of, if you've heard of somebody or you've seen someone, then you can kind of link on there and, to the Frame Center page and kind of see a few different styles of artwork. Maybe we have enough at some point where we can, you can sort and check by photographers or by painters. And then you can kind of get a feel for, what their work's like. And then you can link right through there to their social media or to their website. And I think that that'll be a nice feature to have.
Maybe a budding artist show or something along those lines, too, for all the people that figured out that they actually had artistic talent when they finally had the time to sit down during COVID.
Yep.
Can't tell you how many people walked in the door that had never done framing or even thought about frames before until they finally had the time to them.
Yeah, that was one. That's one of the nice things about COVID for us was that, I mean, I guess not really saying there's nice things about it.
Well, something nice came out of it, I should say.
I mean, that, people did a lot of stuff at home, and, people were trapped in their houses, so, all of a sudden taking care of their houses or putting money back into, you know, the presentation of things on their walls was important. So
yeah, time is a big part of it. So
yep. All right. Let's see what else is going on at the Frame Center. We have.
Let's see. We had some new hires.
Yep, some new people on board. Yeah. Some new interns. Some new summer help. We have the Frame Center Art Contest, where we, you know, with the portraits of the Frame Center, which hopefully will be with the big winner, Joanne Chittick.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know, she captured the net in there. Exactly. She did a fantastic job with that. She wasn't the only one, but
I think that was the key factor in her, you know, her winning. But I'm sure it played a part.
Well, it helped, you know, form my opinion anyway.
But yeah, we'll be using those for some future content.
Yeah, I think that's going to be fun. I think we're planning on, you know, using some of those images for, you know, showing people how to frame things in different ways. You know, because again, there's a lot of different rights, and we have a lot of different personalities here. So it'll be fun to see one piece of artwork done, you know, with, you know, maybe 10 different styles, you know, 10 different ideas on how to present it. And, you know, none of them will be right, none of them will be wrong, but, you know,
I'm sure everybody will find something they like. Exactly. Yep. So, but yeah, we'll have some more future content like this and covering specific topics, you know.
Canvas art. We'll open it up.
Maybe we'll get some guest appearances of some people that maybe specialize in those, you know.
Yeah, I think that'll be nice. Hopefully we can maybe have some talks with some artists. You know, we can discuss all things framing, like we said earlier at the beginning of the show. We can discuss what kind of frame, you know, what kind of soundtrack we need for this, what kind of opening, you know. Get some graphics in there.
Yeah, we want some feedback on this.
Work on the studio. We got a nice, you know, neon sign to get up behind us.
Oh yeah,
I think that's going to be nice. You know, we're getting there. You know, we can talk about our new Pinterest links.
Pinterest. Yes.
But yeah, and the new Frame Center blog, you know, that's coming together. So all things on the website. I'm definitely certainly going to be discussed. You know. Different types of glass. Maybe we can get some people in here. Maybe we can get an expert from TrueView to come by.
Get a TrueView representative to stop by, or even give us we'll figure something out that way.
I think there's a lot to be expanded upon here, and you know, obviously we'll open it up to the public. You know,
we want to got to
give the
you.
People what they want, Scott. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and you know. Should be fun. We'll be discussing who shot hockey pucks. You know, I don't think we're going to let anyone, you know, make anybody look like a fool. But you know, maybe if somebody does a particularly bad job, we'll bring it up. But but who knows? Maybe not. You know, maybe that'll just be me. How about how many pucks I've shot into the woods?